Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I wanted to encourage someone tonight with this song. That no matter what you're going through in this season in your life, know that no weapon that's formed against you shall be able to prosper. It's time now that you breathe again. Come and rest here. Come and lay your burdens down. Come and rest here. There is refuge for you now. Find this peace. Know you're not alone anymore. He is near. You find it healing. Your heart isn't shattered anymore. He is near. Breathe, breathe, breathe out. You will find him near. Come and rest here. Come and lay your burdens down. Come and rest here. There is refuge for you now. Your finest peace. No. He is near. Your finest healing. Your heart isn't shattered anymore. He is near. Breathe in. Breathe out. You will find him
Well, it's another Love Fest Thursday night. Yeah, you just got it started with Minister Jerry Robinson with Covers, man. And I'm telling you, what an awesome song. What an awesome song. This is Apostle Gregory R. Pinson Sr. welcoming each and every one of you to another live broadcast of It's Time to Pray, brought to you by Word on the Water International Ministries and WOTW Internet Radio. Saints of God, November the 3rd. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know what that means? This Sunday. This Sunday. Now, I've been talking about it. This Sunday coming up, you all set your time back. We don't. Here on the island, we stay the same time all year round. We don't fall back. We don't spring forward. Thank God. I can't stand it. But you guys do. So what I need you guys to do is run by Radio Shack or wherever you need to go to and get a 9-volt battery or a couple of them, matter of fact, and replace the batteries in your smoke detectors, your fire alarm, whatever you have in your residence, your apartments, whatever the case may be. But it's time to change the batteries so that your smoke detector will work when it needs to. Amen? Amen. It's always good to have a great smoke detector in your house. That way, if something does go wrong, and praise God, we don't believe it will, but just in case, you know, you have a good warning system so that you and your family and loved ones can escape any kind of harm or danger of fire or smoke or whatever the case may be. So this Sunday, I need you guys to go get some batteries, change out your smoke detectors. Most smoke detectors take a 9-volt battery. So if you didn't know, just go to the store, ask for a 9-volt battery, put it in your smoke detector, change it. Also, a good thought to do is to change the filters on your heaters and your air conditioning. That way, it's blowing cool and clean air into your residence. Amen. Do yourself a favor. Do a little winterizing around your home. Clean the, yes, I got to say it. Go get somebody, clean your gutters, clean your roofs off, and let them be free just in case you have a snowstorm or ice storm or whatever the case may be. But your house will thank you for it. I'm here to tell you it really will. And winterize your pipes. Put some insulation around it. Doesn't take long, doesn't cost much. And I'm telling you, your pipes, you don't want that plumber to come out on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night to fix your pipes because it's expensive. So do a little startup and start preparing for the winter. Amen? Amen. Just for me to you, the good doctor, because I love you so much. And man, what a love fest Thursday. Yes, it is. You know, Minister Jerry Robinson's in the house. She's ready to go forward with the word of God tonight. We got a few things we've got to do first. We're going to pray. Then we're going to have the recipe of life. But, you know, one of the things is I want to share this with you guys. Now, we've been talking about the immersion concert coming up, and they had a Holy Ghost good time. They had a sellout crowd. They had people. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. They had people getting healed from whatever sickness, disease, ailments because of the praise and worship that was in that place. I'm here to tell you, I believe it with all my heart that when you get into that place of praise and worship, miracles can take place. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. So what I want you guys to do right now is to call somebody, text somebody, go on Facebook and inbox somebody and let them know that It's Time to Pray is on. If you have a prayer request tonight, we're going to be praying for you at the end of the broadcast after the woman of God ministers. And she's got a mighty word to give out tonight. I'm gonna just go ahead and tell y'all what it's called. Now, I'm going to let the minister, woman of God, do that. I shouldn't do that. But the one thing about it is Jerry Robinson is a young lady that has a love affair for God before anything else. And she proves it through her worship to God. She doesn't sing to please people, but what she does is she performs for God himself. And fortunately, people are always there to witness it. And the woman of God went forward with the rest of the immersion team, and they just had a Holy Ghost good time. telling you, next time that you hear about an immersion event, you don't want to miss it. You want to make sure that you're in the house, because one thing they're going to do for 2017 is they're going to try to take it around to different states, different cities. Minister Jerry's going to do something very interesting coming up here shortly. I'm not going to give that away, but I just tell you, something awesome is about to take place in this young lady's life. And you guys heard it first right here on It's Time to Pray. Amen. Well, I tell you what, I'm not going to prolong this night. I'm going to go ahead and get into the power of prayer. Do you guys mind? Do you mind? I want you to do me a favor. I want you just to close your eyes. I want you just to just clear your thoughts. I don't want you to think about anything but Jesus. Most Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne of grace tonight, we say thank you. Thank you for being a God of more than enough. Thank you for being the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Thank you for being the God that created the heavens and the earth. You are the Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Teniskanu. Your El Shaddai all by yourself. Oh, Father God, I thank you tonight. And Daddy, as I pray this prayer this night, I ask that you touch every listener on this broadcast tonight, those who are listening in live and those who will be listening in by way of archive. Father God, I ask that you just touch their mind, body, and soul right wherever it is, right where it is that they are. And Daddy, whatever they're in need of tonight, Lord God, I ask that you just allow your anointing to flow right through them. Lord, to touch the part of their bodies that's afflicted by whatever ailment. Oh, great I am, I thank you tonight. I thank you this night for each and every one of them. But Daddy, you know I can't stop there. I pray for elected officials all over the United States of America. I pray for the president, vice president. I pray for senators, governors, mayors. I pray for judges. Lord God, senators, representatives, that God, you just touch them. You do what needs to be done. You bring forth the change, Father God, in their hearts. You open up their mind gates and their ear gates and their eye gates and let them see the world as you see it, Father God. And let them not sign another foolish bill into law without your approval. Oh, great I am, I thank you in advance for the victory. Lord, even this presidential race tonight, I pray, I pray for Hillary Clinton, and I pray for Donald Trump and everyone else who's running in the race. Lord God, you know it's been a mockery. You know it's been a foolish race. But God, let them grow up. Let both of them grow up and gain wisdom. Lord, one of these individuals will end up being the president of the United States for at least one term. Lord God, I ask that you strengthen their mind, body, and soul. I thank you, Father God, that you take them and open up a new character in their life, one that represents you and not themselves, one that operates in the spirit of truth and love. Lord God, I thank you in advance for the victory in their lives. And Lord, let all the foolish and folly be put to the side. And let them do what, God, you want them to do. And I thank you for it. But, Daddy, that's not what we mean. I pray right now for every homeless individual. Lord God, men, women, boys, and girls that don't have a place to call their own, living up under overpasses and living and eating out of garbage pails, Lord God. Father, I thank you in advance this night that you open up a door. Let there be a ram in the thicket for them right now. Lord God, I just adore you, and I appreciate what you're about to do. Father, even use the believers of Christ to start to help and wanting to render aid to our less fortunate brothers and sisters tonight. Lord God, as this weather is about to change and get cold, I thank you in advance that you give these individuals an opportunity to have a place called their own, a place they can call home, Father God, a place they can have their own resources, Lord God. I ask that you open up the floodgates, Father God, throughout the world tonight, and that we will eradicate this thing called homelessness. But, Daddy, I can't stop there. There's boys, girls, men, and women locked up and incarcerated tonight in juvenile detention centers all across the land. There's individuals in federal penitentiaries, city jails, county jails, no matter what kind of jail it is. Father God, I thank you that you start touching the hearts of these men, women, boys, and girls. Lord God, change their mindset and change their heart. Let them not think about doing the things they used to do, but God, get them focused on who you are and let them understand that it's not about pleasing themselves or anyone else, but Daddy God is about pleasing you. And I give you the honor, glory, and praise for it tonight. I thank you in advance for the victory, Lord God, even in the solitary confinement areas, Lord God. I know that there can be a ram in the thicket for these individuals. Lord God, if they just bow down and worship you, if they cry out to you, you'll answer them and you'll show them great and mighty. Oh, Father God, I thank you in advance for the victory in their lives. Lord, because I know there's going to come a day where they come out of that jail cell. And Lord, that they come out a new creation, a newness be upon them, where they're not serving the world anymore, but Daddy God, they're serving you and you only. And I glorify you and bask in your goodness tonight, boy. But God, I can't stop there. I pray for the military forces, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard right now. Lord God, men and women that are serving their country and they are doing what you have called them to do. Lord God, men and women that have been deployed overseas, I ask a hedge of protection be upon them right now. Lord God, as they're going, those individuals that are in Afghanistan, Africa, in the desert region, those that are deployed over in Europe, Asia, Lord God, I ask that you continue to watch over them and protect them and show them that you are still in control. No matter what the general says, but God, you are ultimately the true general. Father, and I thank you that you continue to touch them right now. And I pray for the family members of the two soldiers that were killed just the other day. Father God, as they're awaiting the return of their bodies, God, I ask that you strengthen the family members' minds, hearts, and souls, that you touch them, Father God, like never before, and let them lean under your understanding. Let your Shekinah glory fill this void right now. Let your shalom spirit, your perfect peace, allow them to have rest and sleep. Oh, great I am tonight, I thank you. I thank you in advance for that family, those families that are awaiting the return of their loved one from war that won't come back the same way they left out. God, I thank you so much. And I give you glory, honor, and praise. But Daddy, I can't stop there. I pray for every law enforcement officer, every firefighter, every paramedic, every attending physician, every nurse around the world. Lord, that you order their steps, that you comfort them without fear, that you give them the ability to do the work that they're called to do. And God, I thank you in advance that as they're doing that work, you're right there beside them. Daddy, thank you. Let them have no fear, not this night, or no night coming before them. And those two police officers that were gunned down, Father, I pray for their family tonight. I pray, Lord God, that the hurt that they're suffering right now, the loss that they're suffering right now, Lord, that you'll make it sweeter, that you'll be the comforter. God, that you will show them that life still goes on. The thin blue line grew shorter by two officers. And God, I just glorify you tonight for these men that put their lives on the line for others. But Daddy, I can't stop there tonight. I pray for every teacher, every evangelist, every pastor, every prophet, and every apostle. Lord, those who have been called to teach your word, to spread the good news of your son Jesus of Nazareth, Lord God, I thank you that you give them the boldness and the tenacity to go forward without fear of retribution. Lord God, give them a spirit of truth. Lord, let them not teach these erroneous doctrines, but let them be bold with the word that comes out of your Bible. Father God, thank you for this word that you have given. Thank you for this book that you have given us, and allow us to use it. To use it to teach the nations. And let us rightly divide that word of truth. Father, this is our prayer tonight. My God, Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. 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 Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Man, I don't know about you. I don't know about you guys. But I'm excited about the things of God. I really am. I'm excited, ecstatic about some of the things that God is doing. You know, I talked to Brother Charles Simpson on, today is what, Tuesday? No, today's Thursday. Charles left out on the 31st. He left North Carolina and flew into Atlanta where he had a 21-hour layover. And I happened to have the opportunity to speak to him. And then on Tuesday morning, he called me as he was at the airport about to leave to go overseas to go back into his deployment. You know, they let him come home for the birth of his daughter. But he had to go back out into the field, back overseas. And one thing I just really want you guys to know, and that is Charles is so grateful for the It's Time to Pray family, for your prayers, for your contributions of love and sacrifices that you've made for praying for him, his daughter, and his wife, Ryan. So keep them lifted up in your prayers as he's doing well, Ryan's doing well, and the baby is doing excellent. Amen? Amen. Keep them lifted up, and he will definitely be keeping you lifted up in your prayers as well, in his prayers as well. Well, we're about to do something we love to do on It's Time to Pray. And that's to go into the recipe of life. And all my new listeners, the recipe of life is when we go into the Bible and we pull out different scriptures, different recipes to govern our lives by. There's a recipe of life in that B-I-B-L-E just for you. All you got to do is open it up, believe it, read it, and just let it resonate inside of you. Amen.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Minister Jerry. Are you?
Minister Jerry?
Yes.
This is Evangelist Pinson.
Hi, Mom. Yes, I think Apostle had some troubles with the radio. I just texted him and told him that something went wrong because it had a loud beeping and
an echo.
Yeah,
I heard that too.
I don't know. He probably trying to fix it now, because he haven't texted me back yet.
Okay.
Yes. So
how
are
you
pretty
feeling?
Sure. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Well, it's so good to hear from you.
Good to hear you, too. I'm glad that you're feeling well.
Yes. Michael. Uh-oh. Yes. What's going on? Hello?
Hello? I wonder if we should call back in. Hello.
You have reached Jerry. Unfortunately, I'm not able to take your call at this time. Please leave your name, number, and a detailed message, and I'll.
That's a mess.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God, saints. Hallelujah. 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 Can you hear me? Minister Jerry Robinson, are you there?
I'm here.
Amen. I don't know what had happened. But the enemy is really busy right now.
Yes, the devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
What
yes,
happened?
Yes, he is. I have not a clue.
Okay.
I have not a clue. I don't even know if you guys could hear me the entire time or not.
The last that we heard was a beep, 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 and it just totally went out.
Okay. Well, I tell you what,
yeah.
Woman of God, let us go forward with the word tonight. If you're ready
Amen.
To drop it like it's hot, come on, we're ready to receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, you know what? Let's go forward. Amen. Because the devil truly is a liar, but his word shall go forth in God. And amen. Well,
amen.
For those who are listening, we thank you so much for your patience. Amen. The devil don't like it. Amen. But we are going to press forward and move forward in God. For those who are still with us tonight, we're not going to be long. Amen. Glory be to God. But I do want it to be able to minister something in your ears, just to encourage you, amen, to continue to press on. Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
Okay, all right. To continue to press on.
Your recording
on
has reached
season.
The maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record
okay.
your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, to send this message now, press pound or hang up. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up. Your message has been sent. Thank you for using T-Mobile voicemail. Goodbye.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Mom?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
I'm on. Hello?
I don't know. Yes, this is Jerry. I don't know what's going on with the line. It's not working.
I hear that your recorder was acting up, and then he must be.
Every time I call into this number, it's pulling up an answering machine. For some reason,
really?
I think it's from the last time we were on. So I just tried to call. See, I'm calling back in now, and now we don't have Apostle on the line.
Okay, I'm back now. I'm back.
There
you
okay.
hear me now, Apostle's
back.
Mr. Robinson?
I'm on.
Okay, great. I don't know what's going on. The devil is alive. Satan, we rebuke you. We renounce
yes.
you, and we go forward with
Jesus.
The things that God has called us to go forward with. In Jesus' mighty name,
thank
I pray.
Jesus.
Amen. Go forward, Minister Robinson.
Amen, amen. God bless. Amen. So I wanted to be able to speak on, amen, the book of Daniel, the third chapter. Amen. And this must be going to be, I'm telling you, this word here, amen, is for somebody who is still persistent on this line. This word, I'm telling you, it is for you tonight because the enemy did not want you to get this word tonight. Amen. But as the apostle said, and we declare, the devil is a liar. Amen. The book of Daniel, the third chapter and the fifth verse, it reads that when you hear, we're talking about King Nebuchadnezzar, amen, and he's speaking to the Jews, amen, and he's sounding the trumpet or the sound of the horn, amen. And it says here that when you hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, dulcimer, or bagpipe, and every kind of music, you are to fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whosoever does not fall down and worship shall that very hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, when all the peoples heard the sound of the horn, the pipe, lyre, trigon, dulcimer, or bagpipe, and every kind of music, all the peoples, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at that time, certain men of Chaldean descent came near and brought malicious accusations against the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. King, have made a decree that every man who hears the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, dulcimer, or bagpipe, and every kind of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And that whosoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. The Bible here says, there are certain Jews whom you have appointed and set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, pay no attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and these men were brought before the king. Then Nebuchadnezzar said to them, It is true. Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, dulcimer, or bagpipe, and every kind of music, to fall down and worship the image which I have made, very good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast at once into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God who can deliver you out of my hands? And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, it is not necessary for us to answer you on this point. If our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, see, you got to have that but God, even if you don't do it. Let it be known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and his facial expression was changed to antagonism against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he commanded that the furnace should be heated 7 times hotter than it was usually heated. And he commanded the strongest men in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these 3 men were bound in their cloaks, their tunics or their undergarments, their turbans and their other clothing, and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Come on. It says here, therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame and sparks from the fire killed those men who handled Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the burning fiery furnace. And then Nebuchadnezzar the king saw and was astounded, and he jumped up and said to his counselors, Did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered, True, O king. He answered, Behold, I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the son of the gods. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out from the midst of the fire. And listen to this. It says here, and the satraps, the deputies, the governors, and the king's counselors gathered around together and saw these men that the fire had no power. Come on, somebody. The fire had no power upon their bodies, nor was the hair of their head singed, neither were their garments scorched or changed in color or condition. Listen what it said. It was neither changed in color or condition, nor had even the smell of smoke clung to them. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who believed in, trusted in, and relied on him. And they set aside the king's command and yielded their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own. So what is God saying tonight? Amen. What is it, amen, that the enemy was trying to get from hearing? What is it, amen, that the enemy did not want us to hear tonight? Well, I'm going to tell you, you need to know tonight that everything that you have gone through, if you can be honest in this season, if you can be honest in this hour, amen, you will take a retrospect at your life. You will take a retrospect at this year and look at the year, amen, and the ending of this year. You would realize and see that the ending of this year has caused, amen, hallelujah, you to doubt God, amen, in ways that you didn't think that you would be doubting God in. If you would take a retrospect and look at the ending of this year, amen, there were trials and tribulations that you have gone through in your life and in your family's life and in your finances and in your body and in your mind that you did not think that you would go through, amen, hallelujah, that you were seeing at the beginning of this year, amen. But it was something coming to the close of this chapter of your life. It was something coming to the close of this year, amen, that the enemy has cranked up the heat and he has turned up the fire while you were in the midst of your furnace. Amen. But I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, glory be to God, that, amen, that you're not alone in this season. You're not alone in what you're feeling. God is preparing you. He's setting you apart. He's setting you aside for a greater glory. He's setting you aside for a greater power, for a greater anointing that's resting upon your life. Amen. There is a work that's on the inside of you. I don't care what it is. It could be to witness to somebody. It could be, amen, to show somebody the example that God has delivered and healed you. Amen. Hallelujah. It can be, amen, that God is calling you to the nation. It could be, amen, that God is calling you, amen, to come out from the back, amen, and calling you out to the forefront in this season and in this hour. Whatever it is that God is calling you to do, I'm here to tell you that, baby, you can never go through your greatest glory without going through your greatest test. You can never experience the greatest power on your life, amen, without going through something, amen, that feels like you're going through literally hell. Amen, hallelujah. I don't know about you, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, but I, amen, have gone through the worst of the worst coming to the close of this year. And I didn't understand. I said, God, well, what are you doing to us and through us and with us? And God is saying, amen, that your test is producing a greater glory. Come on, you don't understand what I'm saying. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, glory be to God, they said, listen, Nebuchadnezzar, we hear what you're saying. Amen, and we respect the position that you are in. But let it be known to you, Nebuchadnezzar, that we will never bow down to who you are. We will never bow down to your God that you have created with your hands. But there is a greater God that sits high and who looks low, amen, that we have to give an account for. And we will never bow down to you, but we will always and only bow down to King Jesus. Come on, somebody. The reason why, let me help you tonight. Amen. And I'm not going to be long because the time is already surpassing us. But the reason why, hallelujah, the reason why you are going through the hell that you are going through, the reason why you are going through the torment and the trials that you're going through in this last dispensation, what I mean, this coming to the close of this year, because, hallelujah, the enemy knows that if he can get you off purpose, if the enemy knows that he can get you off track in these last few months of this year, he know, hallelujah, that your 2017 will start off the way you ended. Come on, somebody. You got to end this year, amen, in glory. You got to end this year praising God. You got to end this year saying, Nebuchadnezzar, devil, I will not bow down to a graven image. Hallelujah. But I will keep my testimony assured. I will serve the Lord God with all of my might, with all of my spirit, with all of my soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on. I'm telling you something. That which you're experiencing, that which you're going through right now, it was not ordained and called to bring you out, bring you out and take you down. Amen. But it was called and anointed and appointed to ensure that a greater glory and a greater anointing is resting upon your life. And you mean to say, what is this greater anointing, amen, that we are called to walk in? The greater anointing is being over your life, not just so that you can brag, not so that you can say, I am she, and all the glory belongs to me. No, it's because it's an assignment on your life that God is calling you out of. It's something that God has been predestined over your life since you was in your mother's womb. And many of you that's listening on this line, and many of you, amen, hallelujah, that will tune in later to click the button on this radio broadcast, amen, God did not have you just by chance come on here, amen, but there's an assignment that God is calling you to do in this last and time, amen, and he's putting this anointing and this glory on your life that it may be fulfilled. And look what it says here. Look what it says here. And I'm going to explain to you, amen, what God has been giving me about the fire and about the furnace of affliction. But this is what God was showing me in the book of Romans, amen, the 8th chapter and the 17th verse. It reads, it says, and if we are his children, listen to what it's saying. If we are his children, then we are his heirs also. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing his inheritance with him. Only we must share his suffering. Uh-huh. See, that's the problem, and that's the reason why many of us don't get blessed, and we don't endure testing, and we don't endure trial, because we think because we're saved, we're not supposed to go through anything. We think that we're saved, so that means, amen, we're supposed to always walk in a petal of roses, and nothing's supposed to hit our spirit, nothing's supposed to hit our doorstep, and nothing, we're not supposed to be getting tried. But the Bible here says, amen, that we are to not only share in his glory, but we also to share in his suffering, if we are to share in his glory. And the 18th verse says, but what of that? For I consider that the sufferings of this present time, this present life, are not worth being compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us and for us and conferred on us. Listen what the Bible is saying. It says, amen, that what you're going through cannot be compared with what God is getting ready to step you into. Amen, what you're going through, I don't care what it is. Hallelujah. Come on, when the devil struck my body, amen, hallelujah, I said, God, I said, this glory that is on my life and this pain that I'm experiencing cannot be compared to the glory that's about to be revealed in me. And Apostle Pinson already said it. Amen, we have the immersion conference. And people was there with sicknesses. They walked in the building with casts on their arms. They walked in the building, amen, and one young lady, amen, had something on her neck so that because she couldn't move her neck side to side. She had a cast on her neck. Amen. And about time she left that conference, we heard of miracles that my arm, amen, it feels better and I can move my neck and I've been healed and set free. Listen, don't you know that God, before God can use you in anything, he have to test you in the very thing that you are called to heal. I'm going to say it again. God sometimes have to put you through the very same thing that you are called to heal. So if God is calling you to heal heal somebody who are in a mental state of depression, amen, don't you know that same spirit will come to attack you? That same spirit will come to try you, amen, to tell you, listen, come on, you coming to attack us, amen, hallelujah, but do you have enough prayer in your spirit? Do you have enough fervency in your spirit, amen, to go after that same spirit that you're trying to cast out? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And look what it says. God began to take me down, amen, and begin to show me something about the fiery furnace. And this is what God had given me. He told me, he said, you have to understand something about the furnace. In order for you to understand, amen, the Bible, when it refers to how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the furnace. And that furnace, I looked up that furnace, amen, and delved into that a little bit deeper. When heat changes, the chemical makeup of clay. And everybody knows that Jesus, he forms us, amen, glory to God. And anytime, amen, they want to refer to the children of God, they always refer to the clay. I am the clay, you are the hand, amen, and you mold me. And so when he changes the chemical makeup of clay, amen, it leaves it very strong, but it leaves it brittle. And God uses the same heat as so with the three Hebrew boys, amen, to change the chemical makeup. Listen to what I'm telling you. He is changing the way we act. He is changing, amen, our chemical makeup as we're going through the fiery furnace, as we're going through the furnace, amen, to be tried and to be made. Amen. God is changing our makeup through this process. Everything in us that went against God, amen, he is removing. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And listen what it says. It says here, in the Bible days, amen, the furnace was used for melting ores. The furnace was used for melting ores, amen, and it was placed in the furnace, glory be to God, with the ingredients, amen, and it melted all the way down to a liquid. And the liquid, amen, it began to sink to the bottom of the furnace, amen, but all of the dross or everything that is a waste, that don't belong in this particular metal, amen, glory be to God, it comes to the top, it rises to the top. And as it rises to the top, amen, glory be to God, they begin to take off whatever don't belong and they begin to remove it. Amen. And God began to tell me, amen, that as you're going through this furnace of affliction, as you're going through your trial, amen, everything that is not like God that's in you, glory be to God, is coming to the top, is coming out, and God is giving us a purification. Listen to what I'm telling you. I didn't understand it until now. And God told me, he said, listen, sometimes I have to put the children, my children, into the furnace of affliction because there's some things that's on the inside of you that are not, amen, holy. There's some things on the inside of you that are not purified. Amen. The Bible says that when Satan comes, he finds nothing in me that what? That looks like him. Amen. That we are to be a reflection of Christ. Amen. So in order for us to be a reflection of Christ, God have to put us through the fiery furnace. He have to put us through the bed of affliction. He have to put us, amen, through trials. Amen. That although it may seem like, amen, this will be the worst trial that we go through, amen, glory be to God, but God said, I will always spare your life. I will always be there in the midst of the fire, just like I was there with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I will be there in the midst of the fire. The people on the outside, they said, listen, it seemed like the fire ain't working on them. It seemed like, amen, they're still in the midst of the fire praising God. And that's how you know a child of God, because even though they're in the midst of the fire, even though they're getting purified by the fire, by the furnace of affliction, by the testing and the trials, they're still in the fire praising God. They're still in the fire saying, but God, if you don't deliver me, I will yet praise you. God, if you don't bring me out right now, I will still bless you. Come on, somebody. When God, amen, hallelujah, when I was sick, amen, glory be to God, I said, God, well, you know what? If it's your will that I go through this, amen, hallelujah, I will still praise you. I will still magnify you because I know that you're still worthy. Even in the midst of it, you're still worthy to be praised. And this is what God wants us to have. Hallelujah. While we're in this trial, while you're in this testing, he wants your election to be sure. He wants you to still say, to God be all the glory. God, I'll still praise you. I will not bow down to Satan. Hallelujah. I will still magnify you while I'm in the midst of the fire, in the midst of the furnace. And look what the enemy did. He didn't back off when they started praising God in the midst of the furnace. He didn't back off when he saw that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was still, amen, saying, we will not bow down to you. Guess what the enemy did? He cranked up the heat 7 times greater. Listen what I'm telling you. Before it gets better, it's going to get worse. Before it gets better, and see, this is not a message that everybody want to hear, because everybody want to hear the message that God is going to bring me out and he's going to deliver me and I'm coming out. Sometimes what happens when God don't bring you out when you want him to? What happens when the trial lasts months? What happens when God don't bring your family member out of jail for years? What is going to be your election? Your election should be, God, you still get the glory. God, I still magnify you in the midst of it. God, if you don't bring me out, I still say that you are holy. God, I still say that you're righteous. God, I still love you. Hallelujah. You are the King of Kings. Come on, our language have to change while we're in the midst of the fiery furnace, because the enemy said that he's going to crank it up. Amen. Why? Because he see, amen, that you are not backing down. The enemy is not going to back down because your election is sure. He's going to crank it up. Amen. But lo and behold, after he cranked it up, here comes Jesus coming into the fire. After you have proven that, God, I love you, when Job, and I'm going to leave you with this because I know our time is short because of the whole situation earlier, but I'm going to leave you with this. When Job's body was stricken, possessions was burned down, when he lost all his family, Job still said, God, to you be all the glory. He didn't curse God. He said, you know what, God, you brought me into this world and you can take me out. We have to be able to understand that while we're in the furnace of affliction, it's only producing a glory in us, a greater glory. But that greater glory can't come if your election and your language start changing. Your language got to still be, God, I give you the glory. God, I give you the praise. If you don't bring me out right now, God, I still magnify you. I still glorify you. God, if you don't heal my body right now, God, I still love you. God, I still praise you. I still glorify you. Come on, somebody. Jesus stepped in the fire with the 3 Hebrew boys. And the enemy saw, said, wait a minute, didn't we only put 3 people in the fire? Why do I see a 4th man walking around? It's when you can give God the glory and the praise is when Jesus will let you know, listen, I stepped in this fire with you. You're not fighting this battle by yourself. Don't you know you're not going through this by yourself? I will step into this fight with you, and I will fight on your behalf. Your arms is too short to box with God. Come on. Hallelujah. God is saying, I will fight for you, and I will bring you out. When they came out of the fire, what did it say? They came out with all of their possessions, came out, hallelujah, with not a stench of fire on them. They didn't smell like or look like what they went into. As a matter of fact, they said their condition never changed. Whatever you went into your fire and your furnace with, God is getting ready to bring you out with a greater glory. I'm here to tell you and to encourage you, if God don't bring you out right now, make sure that your election is still sure. Make sure that your lips still say, God, for you I live, for you I die. God, to you be all the glory. And until you step in the fire, I will still praise you. Come on, somebody. I will still magnify you. Amen. I will still give you glory. Come on. Lord. Hallelujah. As we close tonight and as Apostle come back on, hallelujah, Jesus, what you're going through is only producing a greater glory. It's only producing a greater anointing on the inside of you. Don't give up. Don't give in the midst of the fire. The devil is only cranking up the fire because he knows that you can handle it. He knows, amen, come on, the devil never try nobody weak. He only try people who he know have the greater one that's on the inside of you, and you have Jesus fighting on the inside of you. Hallelujah. God bless you. I love you. I know our time was short tonight, but I love you. Come on, Apostle.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give it up. Let's give it up. Let's give it up for this mighty woman of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. You know what? We're having storms here, and that's one of the problems that's going on. But see, Satan did not want this message to go forward. Satan did not want this word to get out. He didn't want you to know what the woman of God knows, and now you know it, and you can grow from it, and you can go and let Satan know you have no control. You can put me in that furnace, but I'm going to still praise my God. You can put me in the heat, but guess what? The only thing that's going to happen is my daddy's going to send a comforter down to be right there with me. Woman of God, what a mighty word. What a mighty word. I thank God for you, Minister Jerry Robinson. I
thank
God
you.
For you. Thanks to God. This is
thank
your
you,
time.
God.
This is your moment. This is your season. You know, we love to pray. We love to believe God with you and for you. And I've already opened up all the phone lines. I'm not going to ask you to press one. I just want you, if you have a prayer request, a praise report, or a comment on tonight's teaching, I want you just to come on and talk to us, and let's believe Jesus together that things can be changed. Amen? Welcome to It's Time to Pray. Who's first in line?
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Is that you, Evangelist Beverly Howard?
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Good evening.
Thank
good
you, God.
Evening. Praise God for the
you.
Apostles. Hallelujah. Ooh, you just,
thank
you just.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God. Hallelujah to the Most High God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank
oh,
you,
bless
Father.
You, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, glory to the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I just bless you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah.
There
it
thank
is.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
There it is.
Yes, yes.
That's it.
Ooh, God. My God, my God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Just
God, God Almighty. Glory, God.
Just,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Proclaim a word. Hallelujah. Oh, you
thank you, Jesus.
My spirit, man, tonight. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, God. Glory,
thank you,
glory,
God.
Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thanks to God. If you're listening in by way of your computers, you can call into the broadcast as we are live on the air. The telephone number to call in is 657-383-0157. Once again, the telephone number is 657-383-0157. Once you call in, we'll pull you right on up. And if you have a prayer request, a praise report, or a comment on tonight's teaching, man, let the Holy Spirit just use you and let you receive what God has in store just for you tonight. Amen. The lines are wide open. There's a lot of y'all on the line tonight. I thank God for you. Yes, we had a rocky start, but let me explain something to you. When Satan does not want a message to get through, he'll do whatever it takes. But don't you know God has a ram in the thicket? God's got something in store just for you so that we can keep this thing rolling. Amen. Amen. So the lines are wide open. If you have something you have on your mind, if you have something you need to talk about, whatever it is,
yeah.
Come on, let's talk. Let's dialogue. God bless you. Welcome to It's Time to Pray.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody silent. Come on.
Good.
Hallelujah.
Minister Jerry, that was the awesome
praise
word
the
that you forth to this evening. That was a mighty, mighty, mighty word. I would like to have prayer tonight just for me. My body's just tired. I'm just tired tonight, and I'd just like to have prayer tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you tonight, oh God. God, we magnify you. God, we give you all the glory. God, we give you all the praise. Oh, God, on this line tonight. God, there's a peculiar anointing that's on this line tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. And God, we would be amiss to not acknowledge your presence. Oh, God, and we would be amiss not to acknowledge your glory, oh, God, that's on this line and that's with us, even those who are listening on this line right now, oh, God. God, I pray right now, oh, God, that you touch the woman of God's body, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, oh, God. Oh, God, God, we rebuke and bind up the hands of the enemy that would try to stifle and stop her, oh, God, in this hour and in this time. Oh, God, for she have a work to do for your kingdom, oh, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. The work is not over, and the chapter is not closed, but it's just opening up, and it's just starting.
Hallelujah.
And, God, we pray, hallelujah, that you would send restoration to her body right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, that you would go through every organ, oh, God, hallelujah, through every blood vessel, oh, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, and God, hallelujah, oh, God, restore, oh, God, and renew and revive and refresh, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind arthritis. We bind every condition and disease that is not like you, oh, God. But, God, you said that by your stripes, oh, God, we are healed. Oh, God, so we take you at your word tonight. We stand on your word believing you and knowing that you can do all things, oh, God. Oh, God, so we believe you right now that you're strengthening, oh, God, hallelujah, this woman of God, this intercessor, oh, God, in this hour, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for that. You are a miracle worker, oh, God, and we thank you that you're restoring her health, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank
you, Minister Jerry.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory God.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm telling you, there's no way in the world that I can sit still and be silent after hearing a message such as which was given. I'm telling you, that was such a rhema word. That was an on-time word, and it was a word for you people tonight, each and every one of
you.
Some of you have been struggling in areas of whatever it is. Some of you have got friends and family members that are struggling, that have been going through. But I'm here to tell you and declare tonight there's a ram in the thicket called freedom. There's a ram in the thicket called healing. There's a ram in the thicket called pulling out of Lodabar. There's a ram in the thicket that's pulling you out of your lack. There's a ram in the thicket that's strengthening your marriage. There's a ram in the thicket that's going to bring change in your work situation.
Jesus.
There's a ram in the thicket that's going to take you from homelessness and putting you up in that mansion. There's a ram in the thicket that's going to pull yonder cola, that's going to pull that cancer down. There's a ram in the thicket that's going to take that damn thicket away. There's a ram in the good God Almighty from Zion. You've been suffering with those headaches. But there's a ram in the thicket for your headaches right now.
Yes,
my God.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name
you,
of
Jesus,
there's a ram.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Just like those Hebrew boys had Jesus right there with them.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Don't you know he's not a respecter of persons? What he's done for one, he'll do for each and every one of us. He's done it in time past. He can do it in time present. As the woman of God said, don't let your 2017 reflect or carry through what you had in 2016. It's time to take your praise even higher. It's time to take your prayers
even higher. It's time to take your glorification of God even the higher. Saints of God, I'm here to tell you tonight. Oh, my God, it's a new season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's starting up, and it's just for you.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It's a new season. Okay.
Mm.
It's a new beginning. Thank
you, Jesus.
Let me say this. Relationships are going to start changing around. And one of the individuals in the relationship is going to be disappointed because you're not there no more. Oh, watch out now, Doc. Yeah. Some of y'all are going to get rid of some of these relationships that don't mean nothing. Some of y'all been stuck up and bound up in these so-called relationships with a perpetrator, with a fraud, with someone who really don't mean you no good. Let me tell y'all something.
Thank you,
they will make it look good, but it ain't good. How do you know that if you can take some Frosted Flakes, you can pour some spoiled milk on that Frosted Flakes, it's still going to look good. But it's not until you go down and taste that thing that you taste the spoiledness of that milk. Oh, good God Almighty from Zion. That's the same thing with some of these relationships. And my sisters, let me tell y'all something. For every woman that's listening tonight, be it live or archived, y'all don't have to keep putting up with spoiled men.
Jesus.
It's time for God to raise a remnant in the men and make them, hear me now, to make them honorable. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all need to, and ladies, I'm going to get on y'all. Y'all been giving up the goods all too long. If he can't put a ring on it, he don't get nothing. No wed, no bed. That's what the word says.
My God.
Y'all sitting up here laying around with Johnny because, Johnny's a nice guy and he's so sweet. Yeah, but has Johnny put a ring on your finger yet? Has Johnny taken the time? Johnny loves me so much. Okay, yeah, but Johnny's not going to pay for the cow because he's getting the spoiled milk for free.
Jesus.
Y'all need, ladies, quit doing this. It's time to stop. It's time to stop. Y'all are out here having these relationships. You're lying to folk. Talking about, no, we ain't having sex. You're lying.
Jesus.
And the Holy Spirit sees it.
Ooh.
You're lying. And it's time to say, you know what, if you can't put a ring on it, I ain't coming to visit you no more. If you can't put a ring on it, you can't come to my house no more. If you can't put a ring on my finger, and let's go before God himself and say, to death do us part, then guess what? Johnny ain't getting no more cookies.
My God.
Johnny ain't getting no more cake. See, the body of Christ, y'all been playing too long. Y'all sit up, y'all praising God 1 minute, but the next minute you jumping in your cars, jumping on trains, jumping on planes, and y'all going to see Johnny, and Johnny ain't trying to marry you.
My God.
My God. I'm here to tell you, God is about to raise the standard yet again.
Ooh. Jesus.
And he's going to show you, ladies, Real men. I'm not talking about he looks good on the outside, but on the inside, he's tipping around also. I'm not talking about a brother that looks good on the outside, but he's down low. Or yeah, that's what they call it, right? Down low? Yeah, he ain't going to be no down low brother for you. You don't have to worry about that. It's time out for all of this men with men and women with women crap. It's time for you all to realize that God is about to do something supernatural in your life, because if you've been honoring him, he's going to honor you.
Hallelujah.
Man, I don't know why I went there, but I'm just letting you all know. I'm letting you know because I see too many women getting caught up, and then they can't figure out why don't I get married? Why I got to have all these babies and I can't get married? Okay, because you give up the cookies too much.
Jesus.
You're giving everything away. And if you're on Facebook, let me tell you ladies something. I'm so sick and tired of Christian women that I got to look at your breasts. And don't get me wrong, I'm 100% man. I love a woman. Trust me.
but I'm tired of seeing my sister's breast. I'm tired of seeing y'all's butt. I'm tired of seeing your front print. I'm sick and tired of all that.
Mm-hmm.
Leave something to my imagination. Because, see, one thing which you all have forgotten, you all are doing what your girlfriends are telling you to do, and y'all out here trying to catch men. But the Bible says a man that findeth a wife, he finds a good thing, and he obtains favor from the Lord. Don't take 2016 into 2017. It's time to take 2017 with the glory of God through the power of praise, worship, and prayer. And I'm telling you, your life will never be the same.
Amen.
It will never be the same.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get that frail individual out of your life. Let me tell you something. Let me show you something, ladies. If a man tells you, if you go to your boyfriend and you tell your boyfriend, listen, I'm struggling a little bit. I need my light bill paid. And he says, well, you ain't giving me none. I'm not going to pay no light bills. Then tell me to get to stepping. I don't need you. Now, don't take it the wrong way. And that doesn't give you the right to be a gold digger either. But there comes a time when you may need a little extra help, or he may even need some help. But the thing about it is, saints of God, trust me when I say this. There's nothing wrong with a woman helping a man out and a man helping a woman out.
Amen.
But the thing is this. It should not cost you your body.
You better say
it. It just shouldn't do that. It shouldn't happen.
Right.
I don't know why. I don't know who that's for. Take that. Run with that. Some of y'all don't like it, but that's okay. It's tight and right. I know the God that I serve is tired of seeing you women in the church dressing the way you dressing, acting the way you acting, and thinking that it's okay. It's not. And that goes the same thing with my brothers. You all know how hard I am on men. I am extremely hard when it comes down to my brothers in the body of Christ. Men, it's time for y'all to quit twitching like a woman. It's time to get rid of them tight jeans. It is not sexy. It's time to get rid of these tight, tight shirts. Come on, brothers. It's time to dress like a man, not like a woman. It's time for you brothers to dress like a man. Be what God called you to be. You're a warrior. You're not. Amen. I'm going to leave it like that. You're a warrior, gentlemen, my brothers. You are sent by God to be protectors. You can't be protectors if you hanging up under her skirt. It just doesn't happen. Amen. Once again, the phone lines are wide open. All you have to do is speak out. I've already opened up all the lines. And if you have a comment, question, praise report, prayer request, speak now. Praise God. Is there anybody? There's 35 of you on the line. You tell me nobody out of 35 needs a prayer. Nobody out of 35 is in need of something. If you're shy, let me deal with this spirit of shyness. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of shyness. Father, I thank you in advance for the victory for individuals throughout the land tonight, Lord God. But we are not going to operate in the spirit of shyness because that does not come from you, Father God, but it does come from the enemy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let me tell you guys something. God never gave you the spirit of shyness. That comes from Satan. Trust me. God said, I will give you the spirit of boldness. God, if you look throughout the Bible, dealing with men and women in the Bible, there was never a spirit of shyness. Now, they were humble. They were humble and might have kept their mouth shut because they're being humble, but they were never shy.
True.
But too often in the body of Christ, I hear, oh, I'm shy. I don't like to speak. I don't want people to know who I am. Oh, what do you want God to say when you go to heaven? When he opens that book of life? Well, guess what? You had the opportunity, and you didn't take it here. You had the opportunity, you didn't take it there. You really didn't trust me. I sent you Minister Jerry Robinson to minister to you. I sent Apostle to minister to you, but you didn't accept them. See, let me tell you something. You better start to be able to have discernment of spirit. We're not here to hurt you. We're here to love you. We're not here to break you down, but we're here to build you up. And we're here to believe that God has something supernaturally in store for you. You're talking to a man that has, I should have been dead from the age of 2. And throughout my life, I should have died. Car accidents, all kind of craziness. But guess what? God saved me because I kept my mouth open. God saved me because sometimes when I needed that prayer, I got the prayer through from somebody else.
Amen.
So, thanks. I'm going to open it up one more time. If you don't need prayer tonight, I love you. Trust me, I'm not upset. I'm really not. I just don't want you to miss out on something. I don't want you to miss out on this anointing that's on this mighty woman of God tonight. And if she's got it, she's willing to give it to you. Amen. So if there's a prayer request, praise report, or comment, this is your time. This is your moment. Welcome to It's Time to Pray. We love you.
Well, can I just say this before you close out? When Minister Jerry was praying for me, my neck was bothering me, and I wasn't able to turn it. Well, I can turn it now. I can turn my
praise
neck.
Hallelujah.
I am feeling
better.
I am feeling better. I couldn't turn my neck, and my neck was bothering me really bad. But it's not now. When she was praying for me now, it's gone. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. God
Thank
is
you.
Faithful.
Thank
God
you.
God is faithful. I really praise and thank God for you, woman of God.
Thank you thank so you. Very much for the prayer and for your awesome, awesome word that you brought forth this evening. It was good word.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless
you.
Thank
you. Bless you.
And Minister Terry, I just want to say thank you so very much. I just thank God for you as well as you, Apostle Greg. I love you guys so much. I truly do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just bless God for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Keep me in prayer. Bless in prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you, Jesus.
Is there anybody else? Amen. Okay. Well, praise God. So that lets me know that each and every one of you are good. Let me do this real quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, for that individual that's hurting, Lord God, I thank you that you just open up and show that individual, even by way of their dream, that you're going to be
thank
a part
Jesus.
Of them, and you're right there
yes,
with them.
God,
touch
you,
their mind, heart, and soul, and allow them to feel your loving comfort upon
yes,
them.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Minister Jerry Robinson, we're going to get up out of here, but never out of the presence of God. Do you have any last words before we go?
Amen. So listen, if you're on Facebook, listen, I want to hear from you. I want to connect with all those, amen, that are on the radio. Look me up on Facebook, Jerry Robinson, and let's connect and continue to fellowship. I love you, and I'll continue to pray, even when we are not here on Thursdays. Yeah, I know I come on every other Thursday now, so please continue to keep Apostle in prayer, keep myself in prayer, as I do you. Amen. And let's continue to go higher and higher in God, as God continue to give Apostle Pinson strategy and wisdom for Word on the Water Radio. Amen. We're just looking to go higher in God. And like Apostle said, don't be afraid to come on in and share your testimony. Share what, even if you don't want prayer, share what God has been doing for your life since you've been tuning in to Word on the Water Radio. And it don't have to always be on when I'm on. Amen. But any other day, Monday, the other Thursday, amen, that God has been blessing your life, let us hear from you. Let us know, amen, that what we're doing is not in vain, amen, because God sees all. We love you, and I love you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
With all that said, say to God, we're about to get up out of here with a praise party, never a pity party. Unfortunately, my internet, I think, has gone out, but we're going to try this anyway. You know what? The one thing about it is this, God loves you so much, and he wants the very best for you. That's why he put a woman like Minister Jerry Robinson in our lives. God bless you all. Love you much. And
love
until
you
we
too.
Meet again on Monday night, tell a friend, tell a neighbor. Tune in to It's Time to Pray. I love you. Good night. Here's Minister Jerry Robinson with Covering Those People.
You call me out upon the water, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mist, an ocean deep, my faith will me walk.
That's Minister Jerry Robinson with Covering Oceans. Thanks to God, I want to thank you all for tuning in to another live broadcast of It's Time to Pray, brought to you by Word on the Water International Ministries and WOTW Internet Radio. This is Apostle Gregory R. Pinson, Sr., broadcasting live from the United States Virgin Islands, the beautiful island of St. Thomas. Man, I'm telling you, love someone, love on someone, love on somebody this night. Amen. I love you all. May you have an enjoyable night and a very blessed weekend. God bless you. Till we meet again on Monday night, may the joy of the Lord be